Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Week 7 is upon us in the league where they play. For Peg. All right, here we go. 10-7 on the season. Three picks. Actually, I had to decide because I actually had like 5 games I like this week, but I'm going to go with 3 because we're a little tight on time anyway. But here we go. Game number 1. I think the Saints at 5-1 are in very good shape. They have the Bears this week on the road. They have the Cardinals home next week. Then they have their bye week, and then Breeze will be back. So they have gotten over playing without Breeze, and I think at worst they'll be 6-2, and I think they'll win. They'll win the majority of their games the rest of the way, and I think they will be the NFC team in the Super Bowl this year. I think they're the most complete team. They've learned to play all facets of the team, all facets of the game without Breeze in, but I do not think they'll win this week. I don't think they match up well against the Bear defense in Chicago. The Bears are a 3-point favorite, and they announced today that the Saints are playing without some very key guys, including Kamara, who's not playing this week. The Saints are all banged up. They have not let Bridgewater throw the ball down the field at all. They will not be able to run on the Bears. This will be a tough week for Bridgewater with the Bears pass rush. I think the Bears will be very, very tough in this matchup. I'd be shocked if the Saints won. They don't have to win this game. They've done a great job getting the 5-1. Give me the Bears -3, and I never picked the Bears. Bears -3 is game number 1. Game number 2, key game for the Giants this week. If the Giants are going to have even a representative second half, or the rest of the season, I should say, now that they're 2-4, they have to win this game against Arizona. Arizona's played better the last couple of weeks. I like the Giants in this game minus, again, 3 points for this reason. Arizona's had 2 distinct weaknesses on that defense this year. Number 1, they've been very bad at containing running backs, both in terms of passes out of the backfield and on the running game. And number 2, they've had a terrible time controlling tight ends. Ingram's back, Barkley's back. Those two guys can be very explosive. Time for them to be explosive. Time for Barkley to come back at 100% and have a very big game. And as I said, I don't think either team has a big defense. Arizona's got a couple of guys on defense who aren't happy. They could also be making a couple of trades on defense in the weeks to come. Training deadline's the 29th. I think there'll be some points scored. You have the 2 young quarterbacks. And as I said, if the Giants lose this game, it is a very, very bad sign. They play at the Lions next week. So I think the Giants will bounce back off their last 2 defeats and get to 3-4. Arizona comes in at a good time. Arizona's a little dangerous the way they've played the last couple of weeks. They've played better. But give me the Giants -3 for game number 2. And game number 3, Vikings in Detroit to take on the Lions. Everybody in that division is over 500. The Vikings, though, have become, for me, a very easy team to forecast. They are very good at home. If they're playing anything except a terrible team, they are very shaky on the road. Lions deserved better Monday night when they blew that lead against the Packers. They got screwed royally on 3 calls and 2 of them prolonged drives. And they wound up losing on a last second. They covered the points, but they wound up losing on the last second field goal. They're 2-2-1. They've actually played better than that. They're home in this game. It's a very big game division-wise. Both teams desperately need it in the scheme of things. As we said, everybody in that division has a record over 500. The Lions are getting 2.5 from the Vikings. I actually think the Lions should be favored in this game, but they're not. I think they'll win the game. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a close game, but I think Lions win it. I think the Lions are playing much better both ways. I think they're playing better on both sides of the ball. They're a little more balanced on offense now. They're showing a little running game to go with their passing. And I think they're playing a little better than people think, playing a little sneaky football right now. So I think they will respond well and beat the Vikings here as a 2.5-point dog. So three picks for this week, all low spreads. Bears -3 to turn back the Saints. And like I said, I picked the Saints as an over this year, and I also think they're going to the Super Bowl. Arizona is in to take on the Giants. Give me the Giants -3 in game number 2. And give me the Lions as a home dog getting 2.5 game number 3 coming up this Sunday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.